Welcome back to Cyber Talk. Today we're diving into cybersecurity with Google's new Android Auto Restart Safeguard. A wave of Google-themed phishing attacks, 4chan's record-breaking breach, KiloX's $7 million hack and full recovery, and MITRE's last-minute CVE funding rescue. So stay tuned for all the critical updates and takeaways. Next up on Google News, here's your quick roundup of the top tech and security stories. 1. Android's new Auto Restart Safeguard. Google is rolling out a feature, already on iOS, that forces Android phones and tablets to reboot automatically if they've been locked or inactive for 3 consecutive days. The goal? Thwart forensic data extractions and keep stolen or lost devices from leaking sensitive information. This identity check expansion will arrive with Android 16, bolstering post-theft protections. 2. Beware of sophisticated Google-themed phishing. An ENS, Ethereum Name Service founder, has warned of a nasty spoof attack. Users receive a fake legal subpoena claiming to be from Google, then get tricked into handing over credentials. ENS lead developer Nick Johnson separately uncovered a flaw in Google's OAuth system that lets phishers mimic official alerts. Meanwhile, a new Gmail scam impersonating Google's own security team tells users to ignore real warnings, so stay vigilant until Google rolls out its patch. 3. South Korea job scam warning for UK employers. British firms recruiting IT staff are advised to conduct video or in-person interviews to avoid North Korean-run job offer scams that harvest applicant data and install malware. 4. China named top cybersecurity threat. Google's threat intelligence chief laid out why cyber activity emanating from China now represents the biggest global danger, and why tensions could heighten the risk even further. 5. Chrome extensions and ad fraud crackdown. Researchers found 57 Chrome extensions with overreaching permissions, potentially putting 6 million users at risk. Time to audit your browser add-ons. On the ad front, Google reports blocking more than 5 billion harmful ads in 2024 and suspending 39.2 million malicious advertisers, many leveraging AI-powered scams and deepfakes. 6. Google Project Zero on Windows Registry. The sixth installment of Project Zero's Windows Registry Adventure blog series dives deep into kernel mode objects, essential reading for security professionals and curious developers alike. That's the latest from Google News. Keep your apps patched, your passwords strong, and your defenses up. We'll be right back after a short break. All right, up next in 4chan news, the infamous anonymous forum has been hit by what appears to be one of its biggest security breaches ever, and it's still offline days later. Here's what we know so far. Timeline of the attack. Reports first surfaced Monday night when users found 4chan completely down. Within hours, a group calling itself the Soyjack Party, rivals in the image board world, claimed responsibility. Nature of the breach. The attackers say they gained deep access to 4chan servers, pulling source code, database dumps, even admin tools. They reopened restricted boards, notably QA, and publicly leaked moderators' email addresses. Screenshots and torrent links began circulating on Discord, Twitter, and other forums almost immediately. 4chan's response. Site staff acknowledge a significant security incident, but insist nothing of value is missing. They've been scrambling to patch old vulnerabilities in the site's decades-old codebase. As of today, the homepage is still down, and community moderators are working on a recovery plan. Community fallout and wider impact. Meme counters on rival boards are ticking upward as users joke about the forum's possible demise. Longtime posters worry this could be the beginning of the end for an outlet famous for its loose rules and anonymity. Cybersecurity experts point to this hack as a cautionary tale. Legacy platforms can be ticking time bombs. That's the latest on 4chan's major outage and data leak. We'll keep an eye on any developments, security fixes, more data dumps, or even a revenge strike, and bring you updates as soon as they drop. Stay tuned. Next up in KiloX news, this week the decentralized exchange found itself at the center of a roughly $7 to $7.5 million heist. According to security firms, attackers exploited a flaw in KiloX's cross-chain price oracle access controls, draining liquidity across the BNB, Base, and Tyco networks. KiloX moved fast, halting trading and withdrawals, engaging on-chain forensics partners, and publicly offering a 10% white hat bounty, about $700,000 to $750,000, to anyone who would return the stolen funds within 72 hours. The exchange warned that uncooperative culprits would face legal action and asset freezes. In a dramatic series of on-chain transfers, the hacker initially sent back $1.4 million, then a further $5.5 million, and ultimately returned the full amount, all in exchange for the promised bounty. Kilo X has now confirmed full recovery, compensated any user shortfalls, reopened operations, and is working with global law enforcement and security auditors to shore up its Oracle architecture and prevent a repeat breach. Next up on the MITRE newsbeat, we're turning our attention to a dramatic last-minute rescue of one of cybersecurity's most critical information sharing services, the CVE program. For months, industry watchers have been bracing for the April 16th expiration of U.S. government funding for MITRE's CVE, Common Vulnerabilities and Exposures Catalog. The Trump administration had opted not to renew the Department of Homeland Security contract, threatening a shutdown of both the CVE and its sister CWE, Common Weakness Enumeration Program. Without that funding, newly discovered security flaws worldwide would have gone unnamed and untracked, creating chaos for vulnerability management across the public and private sectors. But just in the nick of time, CISA stepped in, extending MITRE's CVE contract by 11 months. Agency officials assure us there will be no gap in funding, and the private sector can breathe a sigh of relief, at least for now. While this patch-up staves off immediate disruption, questions remain about long-term financing. Industry groups like the newly formed CVE Foundation are already preparing to pick up the slack if federal support lapses again. Beyond the funding saga, MITRE continues its work on related initiatives, like the Attack Flow Project, which helps defenders map out adversary tactics, and ongoing threat monitoring after revelations that a Chinese APT has been targeting MITRE with a Windows backdoor called Brickstorm. And vendors like Mend.io are promising uninterrupted vulnerability coverage, despite the program's uncertainties. All told, this funding extension is a win for global cybersecurity, but it also serves as a wake-up call about the fragile supply chain of trust and collaboration that underpins our collective defense. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe online, and don't forget to tune in next week for our weekly cybersecurity episode.